Black Lives Matter activists protested outside City Hall and blocked streets in Hartford, Connecticut on Monday. It was in response to a police dashcam video released last week. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports the video depicts a case of possible excessive use of force.
The video shows the aftermath of a car chase in June. Police Sergeant Sean Spell, who is white, appears to calmly stomp a Hispanic man in the head as the man lay handcuffed on the ground in full view of at least two other officers. Activists say they were upset it took police 4 months to release the video, during which time Spell retired from the force. Cornell Lewis is an activist.
The police are paid to protect us. We're not giving them our tax dollars to abuse us. And that's why we're out here today.
Police arrested eight of the protesters for blocking traffic as the group chanted on the street outside Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin's house.
We feel as if the mayor and some city officials don't have complete control over the police department.
In a statement, Bronin said the video raises serious concerns, but that it was released as soon as legally possible. The city says a prosecutor is investigating whether excessive force was used. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.